And now to France, where this weekend some members of the Yazidi community gathered to commemorate the fifth anniversary of the genocide against them perpetrated by the Islamic State armed group in Sinjar in northeastern Iraq. Thousands were killed, while women and girls were raped and enslaved. The boys were trained as child soldiers. The Yazidis are an ancient minority with their own language, culture and centuries-old monotheist religion. The jihadists consider them to be heretics and thus justified the indiscriminate killings and violence against them. Now, RFI's Zinat Hansrod covered the commemoration, which took place in the north of Paris in the town of
This month is the most difficult time in my life. The only thing I want to do is go back to Iraq, to carry out the rituals on the bones of my relatives. That's all I have left of them, and I have not been able to do that. I've lost my mother, my husband, five of my brothers. I lost 74 members of my family. I lost everything. They were taken from our village in Kocho at the beginning of the genocide. We don't know what happened to them. Now the United Nations will open the mass graves in Iraq, and I hope to go. Maybe I'll be able to identify some of them.
Well, Zinat Tansrod is with me in the studio here now. Zinat, we heard there from a Yazidi mother who is a refugee in France.
That was Samson Hussein, who is in her 40s. Her husband and three sons were taken by ISIS. She doesn't know if they're still alive. She came to France in December last year with one son and two daughters as part of a resettlement program set up by French President Emmanuel Macron and the Yazidi Nobel Peace Laureate Nadia Murad for female survivors of ISIS. 25-year-old Farhad Shamoroto is a president of Voice of Yazidis. He organized the event in Sarcelles, where you'll find the only monument in France to commemorate the Yazidi genocide, and that's next to two others for the Armenian and Assyrian genocides. There were around 12 Yazidi families on Saturday, and Farhad explains why remembrance is important.
And we want to show to the Yazidi people in Iraq who are living in tragic condition that we are remembering you, we are here with you, and our heart is bleeding every moment.
Remembering the tragic events is excruciatingly painful. And as you can hear from this 24-year-old girl from the small town of Tilbanat.
This day so hurts, it's so difficult because it's like hell for me. I was smiling and laugh because I should be strong for my family, for people around me. Past is past, but in this day I remember a bad past and I didn't forget it and I will not forget it.
Now, Zina, the memory of August the 3rd, 2014 is very vivid in the minds of the Yazidi refugees that you met in Sarcelles.
Indeed, David. 27-year-old Dilea Alhamad from the small town of Tel Kassab says it is a day that will stay forever with him.
I left Tel Kassab 3rd August 2014 morning 7 hours 50 minutes. When the sun rises, the sniper started, ISIS sniper. They shoot after all the troops withdrawed. We escaped to the mountain. All the elderly people, handicapped people who is sick, they stay. And then ISIS when arrived, some of them converted to Islam and they stayed. Some of them, when they refused it, they collected them and they put the gasoline and they burned it.
Dilair is now a refugee in France with his parents and a sister. Another sister now lives in Germany. But Dilair suffers from survivor's guilt.
The horrible moments for me, when we get out from the mountain, and when we realize that it's not accident, what happened against us, that something, it's planned, that's most horrible moment for me. So many times I ask it to me, after 2 weeks, why I'm surviving and why I'm alive? Why I'm not with all my friends in massacre? Why? The God, they want to torture me all my life? I asked many questions to myself. And then I said to myself, no, maybe I survived it, and now I am alive to become the voice and the witness of what happened. So for me, it's like I have to speak. Because for me, it's like a duty. All my friends and people who was around me, the most of them who killed in the mass graves. Most of Yazidi now who are surviving from genocide, they wish be in massacre, in mass graves. And when your sister in the captivity, just she's 2 kilometers from you, 2 kilometers. And how ISIS and how someone come and treated them, rape them, use them like slavers, and you can't do anything. You can't do anything. So why you are living? In there, I lost my dignity. I lost my respect.
Now, Zinat, that's powerful stuff there coming from Dila. Did they tell you if they're planning to go back at all?
Dila said no. The others have mixed feelings. Farhad Shamoroto only wants to go back if it's safe for him to do so.
I would love to develop this organization, Voice of Yazidi, and to bring some projects to go there to change life of some people. Now, one of the projects that I'm trying to do is to collect books from France and try to open some library there to empower the education system, and in the meantime to make Yazidi a part of the decision that they have never been in Middle East, in Iraq especially, to have a seat at the table, work as activists and support Yazidi and other minority. I will be target from the politic, but I would love to go when I'm not easy target.
Now, Zina, from what we've heard over the last few minutes, and indeed what you witnessed this weekend among the Yazidi community, I suppose the main word that comes to mind is traumatized. But how did they appear to you?
The young people we heard today usually have an outgoing, cheerful demeanor and are very active here in France. You'll never suspect they fled deaf and witnessed people dying around them. What was striking, David, during the commemoration in Sarcelles was the resilience of the children. The adults were grieving and crying, but for the children it was an occasion to meet other kids and play. And all of the people you heard said it's the children who are helping them to hold it together.
And my thanks there to RFI's Zinat Hansrod, who was attending that commemoration for the 5th anniversary of the beginning of the Yazidi genocide perpetrated by ISIS.